Welcome back, everyone. It is the Me Too Eat Talk podcast. And yes, it is the Truth Serum series, where we promise to tell you the truth.
The whole truth.
And nothing but the truth.
So help me God.
Thank you all. We are excited to be back. We got some good stuff for you today, as we always do.
Come on.
And we made sure that we weren't going to disappoint. So all we need you to do is make sure so that you don't miss another episode and you know exactly when a new one is coming out is to hit the notification button right there. Ooh, that's it. That's exactly what you should do. And guess what? Now you can subscribe to be a part of our tribe.
That's right. We are
growing, people. I cannot tell you how many people are listening to us. We've got people from Dubai, the Emirates. It's a really big listening spot for us. France. Ooh, wee. I guess it's because our name is Me Too. Right?
Come on now. Hey, you know you're flexing right now.
I am.
You're over here flexing, dropping stuff. Said Dubai. What'd you say? You said Dubai?
Dubai. Emirates. Yes, the Seychelles. We are seeing up with South Africa. We are so happy to see you, my brothers and sisters. And we are excited because we're seeing Sweden. Oh my goodness, you guys love us too because we love you back, okay? It's just really, really good. And I'm just, thank you, Mexico. Thank you, Thailand. We want to continue to grow with you. Thank you all so much for listening to our podcast. And we want to make sure that we didn't leave anyone out. So if we did, come back listening again so that we can start locking in you coming on and we'll have even more interesting stuff for you and your marriage.
Agreed.
Can I say this one last thing? For those of you, this may be your first time listening to the podcast, so we want to make sure that you know what this podcast is all about. We are here for those that are dating.
Yes.
Those that are engaged.
Yes.
And those that are married. And we want to help you get from me to we, one couple at a time.
Amen.
Okay? So, now we can tell them about our episode title.
Come on. Ooh, they came back for it. Give it to them, baby girl. Come on.
Okay. Well, you know what? Make it make sense.
Make it make sense.
Yep.
I can make a lot of things make sense if I'm really trying. I'm not going to lie. So I need to know what you mean by that.
Well, that's our title. And I'll give you guys what it says in the Urban Dictionary. It says, using the common sense you are supposed to have, right? And not being delusional nor slow. Right? When it comes to saying something. So basically, don't say something stupid, right? Right? And don't act like you're dumb when you know this don't make no sense.
That's true.
Make it make sense.
Okay.
What I'm saying is what I'm saying, you know? And there's this saying that they have attributed to Groucho Marx. He wasn't really the person that said it, but it was his brother that said it. And he said this, who are you going to believe? Me or your lying eyes?
I was just saying it in my head right now. Dang.
Make it make sense, okay?
Wow. You know, it's crazy when you say that. I think about my dad.
What do you...
My dad can make a lot of things make sense.
Okay, tell him about your
daddy.
I've
mentioned this numerous times where I said my papa was a Rolling Stone.
Mm.
And on this one occasion, he brought a woman to the house. Me, my brother, my mother, we were at home. He brought a woman to the house, and he swore up and down that this woman was our cousin. I've never seen this woman a day in my life. I never seen this woman at one family reunion. But on this particular weekend, she was our cousin.
Right, but you have to tell them, were your mom and your dad married?
Yes, they were married. They were married. They never divorced. They were always married, but my daddy was trying to make some things make sense because for some reason he wanted this woman to come over, and I just didn't get it. I was a kid and I still didn't get it, but looking back, I'm like, he must have made it make sense because she did end up spending one night there. And I by the grace of God, my mama didn't hurt this woman.
Oh, Lord.
But she was saved. My mom was saved. She still is saved. But I'll never forget how he tried to make that make sense. And on some level, he must have made it make sense for at least 24 hours.
Why
because she was there.
Oh, yeah.
And then I've never seen this cousin again in my life. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, that's bad.
So it's crazy how, I say all that to say, though, when people try to make things make sense, sometimes we want to believe it. Because we don't want to believe the people closest to us will lie to us about anything.
Right.
Or they will take advantage of us. So we try to make things that seem implausible and seem downright impossible make sense. Like when someone says, I was abducted by aliens, that's why I didn't call you for the last 3 days. Come on, make that make sense.
And no, it's no way you can make that make sense. But you know what I'll say is this, it's all about the way that you walk, right?
Ooh.
And you have to make sure, especially in marriage, for those of you that are seriously dating and considering marriage, those of you that are engaged, but definitely for those that are married, I want you to think of this. You can't give even an appearance that you're doing something that needs to make sense. It should automatically make sense, right? Because it's just the right thing to do.
Facts.
Now, I know we're not going to always do the right thing, but what I'm talking about is what it can look like to someone else, and then you causing your mate to have to defend it. Mm. Right? So even in the Bible, it says it in 1 Thessalonians 5:22. And I remember, you know, Apostle Paul said this. He was saying, abstain from all appearance of evil. Okay?
Right, right.
So think about that. Abstain. And when you think of the word abstain, in the Greek, it means apeksha, right? And that word means to deliberately withdraw from, to stay away from, to put distance between oneself and something else, or to I would say intentionally abstain or stay away from something, right? And it wasn't the first time that it was ever said. It was said in 1 Peter 2:11, where it said, dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which are war against the soul.
Right.
Okay? So in that case, the word abstain or apecho means to deliberately refrain from something. Hence, it could be translated as, I urge you to refrain from fleshly lusts, which war against you. I want you to be clear. Like, abstain means I need you to go completely different. I don't even want you to see me looking like I might be doing something.
Yeah.
Because I don't even want to give that appearance out. Like, if I'm going out late, and let's say I go out and I'm walking into a hotel and with another man that's not my husband, how does that look for my spouse?
Agree.
Right? I can't make that make sense.
Agree.
Because I'm not. Okay?
Facts. Facts. Because, you know, as you say that, because for instance, like, a picture's worth 1,000 words, right?
Yes, it is.
So what does that picture paint? If someone takes that picture and it gets back to me, mm-hmm. what do I see? You know what I'm saying? That's why it always goes back to the fact your actions speak louder than your words.
They do.
Some things you shouldn't have to have make sense because your actions should line up with what you're saying you're doing already. Mm-hmm. Well, I shouldn't have to ask you. Well, I shouldn't have to question anything you're doing.
Exactly.
Because your actions speak louder than your words.
Can I add to that?
Go ahead.
Hey, I'll give another caveat. You know, what you don't say speaks a lot of words too, right? So if you don't defend this and you keep on walking out and you keep acting like it's okay, you're telling me. You don't respect our marriage.
Facts.
You don't respect what our marriage looks like to others, and you don't care if other people respect our marriage.
That's true.
And so you have to watch that. I cannot stand, and we've heard this in different, you know, classes where we've heard different mates, both sexes. I have to give blame equally, right? Where they'll say, well, you shouldn't care what people have to say. You know what? You're right. I'm not caring what people have to say. Do you care what I have to say?
Yes.
Right? Do I care what he has to say if he's my husband? Right? Like, I don't want you to have that feeling.
Agreed.
That you're not appreciated so much so that I don't even care about your reputation.
Agree. No, because I tell you all the time, I don't necessarily care what people think, but at the same time, I'm not going to put us in a situation where it's even something that people have to question when it comes to us. You know what I'm saying? Just like people say, keep my name out your mouth. I'm not going to do anything that has my name in their mouth. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep mine. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not even in these streets like that. Forget that.
You're like, no, that's not who I am. I promise. Well, if you know what, I will say this. I have never had that come back to me, and you will never have that come back to you, because you want to know why. I respect my husband. I love him so much, not only as my spouse, but I love him as my friend, right?
Right.
I want him to look good. I want to protect him. I want him not to be in a position where he has to defend something that looks like it don't make no sense, right? You know what I'm saying? I don't want you in that position.
Agree.
I wouldn't want to be in that position. I wouldn't put my worst enemy in that position.
Agree. So why do you think it is that people tend to do it anyway? Why do you think that people try to make the silliest thing makes sense?
Well, you know what it is? It's because it's when you're trying to live two lives, right? It's when you want to act as though you're married, but at the same time, you want to be able to be cavalier and do the things that you used to do. And I want to be real with you all. A husband and a wife, I'm talking to you both, right? You just can't do whatever you wanted to do once you said, I do.
Yeah.
You're saying, I do. I will make sure that I'm not going to do this. I will cherish this relationship for me and you till death do us part. That is what you're saying. It can't be you, me, and the world, right?
Agreed.
And you can't try and fit everything in, and something has got to get cut, right? Something is not going to make the cut.
Agree, and that's how it should be.
And are you okay with that?
Facts.
You know?
Facts.
Oh, I get concerned about these type of situations, and you know, we're in prep for marriage season right now, and we are seeing a lot of those things. We have a wonderful class yet again, but do we see those issues that creep up? Of course, because that's where they're supposed to come to our class so that we can all work it out together. But I want to be clear with you, because someone had asked us this after one of our classes and said, but you know, doesn't it seem like they're insecure? don't they, they're worried about this or whatever. No, you know what? If they're insecure, it's your job to make sure that they feel secure.
Facts.
Right?
You know? If they're insecure, it's because you did something to make them insecure. Just real talk.
Not every time.
You don't
sometimes
think so?
People walk in with insecurities and low self-esteem, and then they're okay. in a relationship that will further aggravate it. There's sometimes where okay. it's just, the balance is off.
I
but I'm
that.
Talking about someone that you walked in with a meaningful expectation, right? This is what I thought would make sense for our relationship.
Oh, can
right?
I pause you right there?
Yeah.
You said what I thought. What did we decide makes sense?
Right.
Because that's what happens too. As a relationship, you walking in is just two people in a relationship, not married.
Yeah.
If we haven't set the expectation of what we are and what we're going to be,
yeah.
then I can make anything make sense because of the fact I'm not beholden to you.
Ooh, that's good,
per se.
Right, because it makes sense to just me.
Right.
Oh,
and we're not in a, I don't want to say we're not in a committed relationship. Maybe we are,
mm-hmm.
but we haven't established the fact of what we're trying to do in that committed relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Is this just boyfriend and girlfriend? Because at that point, it's not covenant.
Yeah.
So whatever I do in these streets is still on me. Because I'm still only beholden to me, but I may or may not let you know sometimes how I move.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
I get exactly
so
what
when
you're
I
saying.
Move and do certain things, I can make those things make sense to you from the standpoint of me just looking out for me.
Yeah, that's true.
So again, it goes back to what do we expect out of this relationship and what we're working towards as well.
Yeah, you know, you gotta be honest with yourself. And first of all, let me just commend you, Connell. That is perfect, and that was on point. I'm so glad that you said that. No, I'm serious because I was gonna go on a whole nother route, but you're absolutely right. Like, if I have one impression of what I think makes sense, and then you got your own impression of what makes sense, then it ain't gonna make sense. And then we are gonna have to try to make it make sense, you know?
Right.
But I'm talking about, let's say now that we've laid out what those things are. We've
okay.
created clear boundaries of what we feel is a good, loving relationship where I don't have to explain my behavior to other people and you. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
That's what we're talking about. We're talking about you've done something that's got eyebrows raised, right? You got eyebrow raising moments, and it's apparent to you. It's apparent to your loved ones.
Yeah.
And if you have children, it's definitely apparent to your children, because if you can't do it in front of your children, if you can't do it in front of your spouse, why the hell are you doing it?
Facts.
And then most importantly, if you can't do it before God, now I'm really worried, because that is an eyebrow raising moment. So here we're talking about is this. If you're in close proximity, right, with someone of the opposite sex, right,
mm-hmm.
you got to make sure that you give adequate distance so that no one can speak ill of you in your marriage and the other person too. Because you know, it's your job to love. God said love your neighbor, right?
Correct.
Make sure you're loving your neighbor to make sure that they're not even put in a position to even do that, right?
Agreed.
Because if you let them walk into that situation, don't get me wrong, they're wrong if they willingly walk in. But if you allow them to do it and you're married and you didn't protect everybody's reputation,
right,
then you know you're not loving your neighbor as yourself.
Agree.
I'm you sorry, know, I had a moment.
It's not even that. I love your moments. But as you're saying this, I'm thinking about the world we live in now and how accessible we all are because of our phones,
mm-hmm.
and how a picture can be worth a thousand words, like we said earlier, and how sometimes we have to, when you take a picture and you post it online too quickly, sometimes you have to turn around and make that picture make sense.
Yeah.
Because people can assume that that's what's really going on.
Oh, give us
not having
example,
the full
babe.
Context of the picture.
Give us
just in general, just like you're on vacation and you're living your best life.
Yeah.
And you're taking, like you said, you're taking pictures, like for instance, just turning up, and they think that's what you're doing and that's who you are. But they know your real life, and your husband or your significant other is back at home.
Yeah.
So how is it that you're turning up and they're home holding down the fort? You know, how do you like coincide the two and make certain things make sense?
Yeah.
But then again, it also goes back in my own opinion. Like, you can't care what the world thinks, because in my mind, the only person that I have to make things make sense to is you.
There you
so,
go.
So when you're living these filtered lives online, it's a lot of things you have to make sense to certain people, because you're trying to keep your followers up and you're trying to do this, that, and the other. So it really comes down to what's important to you and who's important to you from the standpoint of who needs to be made sense of.
Yeah. You know, you have to be conscious. You have to be emotionally intelligent enough to know.
Okay.
Like, you know what? In this moment, this isn't a good look. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
This isn't good for us.
Yes.
You know, this is not going to make us better. It's not going to make us stronger. And on top of that, it's something that's wrong.
Agreed.
So here, I'll give you an example. I remember there was a friend of ours, and they are also, and I know we can speak on this. We'll never divulge names, but they had said to us about how they were dating someone, and then this person went out with somebody else of the opposite sex, and then they were out and about eating. Now, it was clear to the mate that they were friends, right? That it was a male and a female, and they were a male and a female, and the female was a friend. The wife was back home, and the husband went out with this female friend. Mm-hmm. And they went out to grab lunch. This is what they do. They've just known each other for years, okay?
Okay.
However, people were driving past because they were on the patio, right, at a restaurant eating, catching up, and people were going past and saying, man, he's out with someone that's not his wife.
Right.
And so all these whispers start going on about them in their marriage, right? And, you know, before, I don't think that the wife honestly had a problem with it. She was secure in her relationship.
Agreed.
But what happens is it looked wrong, right? Because it was like, well, why aren't you with your wife going out? You know, why isn't your wife your friend? They were like, oh, that's my friend. That's your friend. Why isn't your wife your friend, right?
Agreed.
And so then it started to make the wife feel a certain kind of way. She started feeling uncomfortable about it. And you know what I'm talking about. And so I just said, hey, you know, had these other people not joined in, would you have had a problem? And she admitted deep down she kind of did, but she didn't want to be that overprotective spouse. Mm. And she said she did feel secure. She doesn't think he's doing anything, but she doesn't like, I said, you don't like the look of it, right?
Facts.
It's hard to make sense when someone else sees it, right? It's hard. And so now you got to make it make sense.
I love that. Mm-hmm. It's hard to make sense when someone else sees it.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope.
It's so true.
Dang.
You know? And that's what happened. And so, you know, that's those type of things that you have to look out for. You have to, you know, in a sense, be an armor bearer for, unfortunately, for what other eyes may see, just so you can protect your union. You
dang.
Know?
See, as you just said that, it went a whole other direction in my head.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, because I'm thinking about the Draymond Green thing.
Oh.
Because the fact is, like, before the video came out,
mm-hmm.
they made it make sense.
Okay, but, well, tell everybody, okay. because not everybody's a okay. sports person.
Okay, so recently Draymond Green got into an altercation with his teammate, Poole.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember Poole's first name right now. I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
But so it came out that he had hit Poole.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then, you know, fights happen, and so no one really cared about it. They made it make sense because, you know, fights happen, yada,
yeah.
yada, yada.
Yeah, like they had a small interaction.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But once you see the video,
mm-hmm.
you realize it's more to it,
mm-hmm.
per se.
Mm-hmm.
It has a look.
Mm-hmm.
It looks violent.
Mm-hmm.
Just be
it
honest.
Is violent.
I know fights happen.
Violent.
I know fights happen, but it looks violent. It looks like it's something that was taken way too far.
Mm-hmm.
And again, but they're trying to make it make sense. Like, we'll handle this internally.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it. You know, this is our problem, not the world's. And yada
come
yada
on,
yada.
Come on, bring
and
us
And then
home.
Certain things continue to come out about it. But it goes back to what you just said. Like, it looks different when it's out.
Because
mm-hmm. if we would never saw the video, we could only assume,
mm-hmm.
like, okay, it is what it was, and
mm-hmm.
yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing the video, I have a totally different perception of what they're trying to give me, the information they're feeding me.
Uh-huh, and like, it doesn't add up.
It does not line
and
up.
And it doesn't make sense.
Not at all, not
yeah.
at all.
So now they're trying to make it make sense. Look at that. Make it make sense. Okay, come on now, seriously. Well, there you go. I think what Connell said, he wrapped it up with that. So let me explain this to you, and we'll end it this way, you guys. When you are out there, you have to make sure, even if it makes sense to you, does it make sense to others? And is it so hard to make sense that you gotta make it make sense?
Facts.
When things are common sense, it's easy to be understood. When it's not so common, then that's when you gotta make it
facts.
Make sense, okay?
Facts. When you have to really overly defend something,
yes.
then you know it's a problem.
There you go. Come on now. Thank you all so much for listening to us on the Meter We Talk podcast. We thank you so much for letting us tell you the truth.
Thank you so much for letting us tell you the whole truth.
And thank you for letting us tell you nothing but the truth.
So help me God.
Thank you, and we'll see you soon.